All right, there we go. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Climate Action Homes podcast. My name is Joan Gregerson, and my focus is helping people honor, we're honoring people, planet, and prosperity by finding ways to make our homes part of our climate action. And so just to let you know real quick, at the climateactionhomes.com website, you can check out all of our previous and upcoming podcasts. And you can also reach out to me if you want to get started with your real estate dreams, making them a reality. I also wanted to real quick mention some of the events that we have coming up. So we're going to be talking to Jen DeMaio in a second here. Next week, we'll be talking with Christine Brinker about electrifying your home. So this is a case study of what they've been doing step by step to reduce their carbon footprint. And then the Earth Week Summit, that's what we're talking about this session. And then on Earth Day, I'll be on Channel 9 News in the morning and at Sci Film Center in the evening. And then on Saturday, April 23rd, for anybody that is like, I got to figure out that this housing thing. I want to buy a house. I don't know where to start. Definitely check out this House of Palooza, which is in person in Denver. All right. So I got my announcements done. And let me see here. Head over. And now I would like to introduce Jen DeMaio. I'm so excited because I started the Green Team Academy as this dream. Out of the frustration that I personally had about wanting to make an impact, but not knowing where to go and how to do it. And it seemed way more complicated than it needed to be. So fast forward to now, and Jen DeMaio is the new director, and there's all kinds of cool things coming up, including the Earth Week Summit, which will be starting next week. So with that, hi, Jen. Welcome. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me on, Joan.
So excited about this. So Jen, do you want to give folks an idea, maybe start with telling people what the Green Team Academy is, and then you could tell people about the Earth Week Summit that's starting on April 21st.
Yeah. So Green Team Academy is a way to bring your passion to action within 90 days. We help teams who are looking to just make a difference. We help them make their difference. We've had an impressive turnout. Last year, our impact report was we had 75 teams from 28 different countries. They planted 150,000 trees, removed 48 tons of rubbish from waterways, planted, I believe, 200 urban gardens. Very, very awesome stuff. And it was all done within 90 days. So it's pretty much to help people who are frustrated with the current state of the climate crisis, to get them out of that fight or flight and just get them taking steps. So that does with our Earth Week Summit. I'm really excited about it. It's going to be from April 21st to April 24th, or April 21st to April 23rd online. And it's science and solutions is the theme. We're going to have some scientists speaking on the science of climate change, and then we'll have some solution focused panelists talking about some solutions, actions that can be taken. I'm going to break it down day by day, if that's all right, and make it a little bit more digestible.
Yeah. And I think we should let people know so the website is earthweeksummit.com, and it's the fourth year. And so if you search for Earth Week Summit, it should come right up there. So you've got the online events plus the in-person Denver events. Yeah. All right. So give us the rundown.
Okay, cool. So on April 21st, it's going to be an introduction to Green Team Academy and Climate Reality Project, kind of partnering up. So we're going to have challengers, previous challengers, talking about their experience going through the challenge and what they're doing to keep up their impact. And then there will be other speakers on that day as well. And then on the 22nd, it's going to be our scientist panelists, where we actually have one of our previous challengers, Franziska, she's going to be talking about ocean carbon dioxide removal. And then, which she's got such a fascinating story. She's incredible to listen to. And then Celia, who she's going to be talking about solid waste and how we can better mitigate that issue. And then maybe
I'll stop you right there. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, just to dive in, like Franziska was one of those great stories, a very accomplished marine biologist who said that she was teaching people, you know, identifying different plants and animals and then realizing, gosh, who cares if the climate ruins all these, kills off our reefs? It doesn't matter if we can memorize this. So she started by taking a year for a climate sabbatical. And as part of that, had this idea of starting this Sargassum podcast and jumpstarted it during our 90-day challenge. And now they're like internationally recognized for their work on Sargassum, which is an algae that piles up on beaches in the Caribbean and West Africa in particular. But, you know, thinking of it as an opportunity, not just a scourge. And so, yeah, so she's that'll be a great story to hear about for everybody.
She fascinated me hearing her story because she attributes a lot of like her trajectory on this challenge. Like, and again, it literally just comes down to taking the first step, like getting started, and you don't know where it's going to lead. And I think Francisco's got an awesome story that really details that fact. Because yeah, we'll join the Earth Week Summit to find out more about her story. But it's fascinating. It is truly fascinating and inspiring.
Right. And it's like, it's taking the first step, but then it's also the structure, the accountability, the fun, just like as we were getting ready to do this, Antidius Raphael signs in, he's like, hey, I'm from Tanzania, I'm joining from Germany. And it's like, that's the Green Team Academy, is you get to make friends with people like Heather and Amy, I see have joined us, and Jen. And it really is a fun, creative vibe. And I think that's what the world needs. We don't have to push people, twist their arm. It's like, no, this is the best part of your day, is hanging out with people like this who have these great ideas. We were just reading in the chat all the stuff that Antidius is doing in all over the world, basically. Yeah. All right. So back to you. Okay. So that was the scientist panel. And so then actually after the panels, so then you have there's a time for people to talk as well.
Oh yes. Yeah. So we're going to have a little meet and greet. Thank you, Joan. We're going to have a little meet and greet session afterwards. So each day is going to be 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Mountain time for the speakers. And then we'll do a different Zoom where we can all hang out and mingle, talk about different solutions. And kind of just get to know each other, because that is the beauty of this, of the Green Team, is the community. It's a lot to take on, and knowing that you're not taking things on by yourself is really the only way to sustain. That's probably the biggest part of the Earth Week Summit, is when we get to actually collaborate and just brainstorm with other people who just want to make changes. From 10:30 to 11 is the set time, but it might push out to 11:30 if there's good conversation, good topic. I would never cut that off. So it'll start at 10:30 for the meet and greet after each day, the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. And then on the 22nd, we also have a cleanup that we're going to be doing at Golden Strike Park. It's in Arvada. It'll be from noon to sundown. There's a lot of rubbish that could be picked up there, so we're going to make it a day event. And then going to our solutions day, we have some really awesome speakers, actually. So we have Kathy Sipple. Her speech is going to be Eating Imperfectly, and it's kind of about just the food waste. We have a major food waste issue, and there are ways to get food that would otherwise be thrown out just because of small imperfections, as well as like straight through to composting and how to keep unnecessary waste out of landfills. And then Enoch, he's going to be speaking on the education, the part that education plays in shaping our future. I actually met him on a trip to Zambia when I went and during last year's Climate Action Challenge, I partnered up with Darwin, who is taking part in the challenge. And we actually went around Zambia and got to talk to different environmental groups and everything. And Enoch he's a fascinating fellow, and that organization is beautiful. So I'm very excited to be able to let him speak on that. And then the solutions day will be concluded with myself talking on the power of committing 90 days, which will go into obviously the Climate Action Challenge and how really the mental holdup is majority of the problem. Once you set the time aside and have it there, just showing up is the easy part once you get over that hurdle. So then again, we'll have the meet and greet after. So kind of get to know everybody a little bit better. And then on April 24th, we actually have a river cleanup that we're partnering with Patagonia for that will take place behind REI in Denver. So any in-person, any Denverites? Denver people? Yes, definitely love for everybody around to join that one as well.
That sounds great. I love that. So it's the whole lineup from April 21st to April 24th, with the first 3 days being online, plus a cleanup here and there as well. And the cool thing is that anybody can do, you know, an organized cleanup, do something in your own community. You know, one of the things that I didn't understand early on was I thought that doing a cleanup was pretty much a waste of time because the problems were so big. But as in researching and doing all the podcast interviews and everything as part of Green Team Academy, and then writing the Climate Action Challenge book, I put in there what we learned, which was that the cleanup is an outward expression of the dreams that you have for your committee, for your community. And it's a way to take pictures and to show people we are action takers. We make things happen and we're fun and we're creative and you'll like us. And the thing is that it's a lot of these things that we're working on are so big and so complicated. It's really hard to visually express that. And so that's one of the things that we train you during the Climate Action Challenge is to plan a day of action. And so, you know, just understanding some of those little tips that, gosh, you know, I did engineering for a bunch of years and wasted a lot of decades not making the impact I wanted. And once we started understanding what some of these little things are that you do, which order you do them in, how you organize it, your project can really just take off. So super excited about that. So when is the 2022 International Climate Action Challenge? So if people are interested in being part of that, Jen?
Yeah. We're actually going to be opening up the registration for that on May 1st. Registration will run from May 1st to August 10th. And then we're going to be kicking it off on August 18th. We have the two run-up weeks, and then the actual launch will be September 1st. So very excited. There's so much coming up, and we have a couple of offerings as well that will be like leading up to that, which I'm really excited to share as well. This is
I think that was a big thing. Is we have one client, one multinational company right now that was like somebody read the book. And then she's like, you know what? I wonder if our company couldn't do this, like all the green teams around the world. And this is like the dream come true, because I always say that the International Climate Action Challenge, we're just kind of showing off. We're just saying like random people from around the world can come and make a difference. What if like you actually knew each other. Like, what if you could like get together in person? You know, what if you could work with your own city, your own school district? And so this one multinational company is doing this with their around the world. And so that is, so there's a lot of people that have been coming with that question, like, could I do this with all the faith communities in my area? Could I do it in my school district? You know, as part of my city climate action plan for my university. So for folks like that, Jen, that are like, not only do I want to have a team, but I want to use this thing to mentor and mobilize my whole community. Can you tell us like how they can find out more about that process?
Oh yeah, we got you covered. We're actually going to be kickstarting. It's going to be our first 90-day eco impact jumpstarter session, and it's going to be on May 4th. It's hard not to make the cheesy Star Wars reference with it, but May 4th was picked because the 4th will be with us. And in making this change, any nerds out there will appreciate that. yes, Heather, thank you. so yeah, that's going to be, we're going to be kickstarting this Jumpstarter session, and we're going to be just doing an hour long session to introduce people to the program that ideally we're going to be actually launching in 2023, but we're going to be just giving you an insider look on what coordinating the challenge within your organization, your school, your corporation, what that would look like, and then kind of help like show you what kind of materials that we will be able to offer to help you along the process and all of that good stuff. We also will be running that session and then kind of suggest that people partake in our International Climate Action Challenge later in this year, because obviously it's the best way to get a glimpse in is to actually partake in it. But yeah, and then we don't actually have a registration page set up for it yet, but if you email hello@greenteamacademy.com, you could be first one to know about this session when we're actually ready to launch it. Yeah, the date is May 4th, so that's already there. But definitely let us know if you have interest in learning more. It's going to be an insider look at coordinating your own challenge.
It's great that Heather is on here because she was one of our early adopters and signed up for the idea of, yeah, I want to do it at the community level. We weren't really quite ready after the 2020 challenge, but we have had the opportunity. So now we have the Climate Action Challenge book and the workbook and the video course. And we also have this other document called the Blueprint, which really walks people through, here's how we do it, you know, that we have a portal and we have a weekly flow and this is how we advertise and this is how we get partners, and really helping people understand the, you know, come behind the curtain of what we've figured out. And I think a big thing that I want to underscore is that as we started writing down what all those steps were, we got a little like, wow, there's a lot. But also, you know, the first year that we did the challenge, which is 2020, the book had just come out July 31st. We launched the challenge August 18th. And by the end of those 90 days, yep, Heather was one of the teams. By the end of those 90 days, our teams had planted 43,000 trees and started a bunch of gardens and urban farms and all kinds of stuff. So even if you are thinking, I wonder if we could do this in our community, I think the answer is yes, because, you know, we don't really have time to waste or wait. And we have kind of a plug and play system. You can do it as complicated or not, as you want. And that's really the idea of having the Earth Week Summit, is going out there and saying, you know, people, I think what's cool about Green Team Academy is there's so many people that end with that message, go out, make a difference. And that's where we start is, okay. Yeah. So let's help you. Let's coach you. And if there's any, if you're having troubles, let's figure out why and let's make it happen. We don't, you know, put the blame on the individuals. We figure out what are the dreams that you have and how can we come together and help make those happen. So it's pretty exciting for sure. So Jen, is there any last thing that you wanted to mention before we sign off here and do our, and I just want to say anybody that wants to, you can go to climateactionhomes.com under events and find the link to register. Anytime we do these podcasts, we do the first interview part and then we stay on and we talk, we collaborate, we hear what everybody's up to and get to know each other. So you can do that. You can catch the recording at climateactionhomes.com under podcast later. But yeah, Jen, what would you say to kind of wrap it up?
I'm really excited. This is going to be such an incredible, I think, coming into this director position leading up to now has just been a lot of like just back end stuff. And I'm really excited to like come out and be part of the group, part of the community, get people hyped up. And honestly, like, okay, so this is kind of just more organizational. But I think that the synergy of Joan creating this and then like me being able to take it over was beautiful because like the structure is there. I'm really excited to actually jump more into this community. But back to the Earth Day Summit, really excited about this summit. I think that we have such an awesome panel of speakers and you can, I think Joan dropped the link. You can register at earthweeksummit.com and you also get a free gift. There's a climate action book that comes along with the registration, which is really actually super informative book, quick and informative. And we just hope to see you there and we'll reach out with more information on that jumpstarter session when hopefully within the week we'll have that set up to kind of get that out there.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds great. And I think if you sign up for the Earth Week Summit, then you'll be on the list. So you will be hearing about that May 4th, May the 4th be with you event. And the Climate Action Challenge book that we're mentioning is, we feel so fortunate. Last year, Mike Nelson, who is the chief meteorologist for Denver 7, most of the weather broadcasters out there, men or women, aren't necessarily this kind of level of meteorologist that Mike has aspired to be and kind of leads the way. And so he put together this book called him and his co-authors, Dr. Peter Tons, who is a researcher at NOAA, and Michael Banks. And their book is called World's Littlest Book on Climate, 10 Facts in 10 Minutes About CO2. And I love this because this just shows you how it doesn't matter what you're doing in the world, you can take your viewpoint. And Mike, I think he speaks to like 200 schools a year. And so he's got this book and we've partnered with them to make it available. So anybody that signs up for the Earth Week Summit will also be able to download that book and, you know, be able to share those facts in a way that's understandable. And from somebody who has a following and a prestige that, I don't know, maybe some of us hippies, like maybe nobody cares, but they might really like the way that Mike Nelson conveys it. So it's just another way to reach people. All right. Okay. So thank you so much, Jen, for hopping on and more so for taking on the directorship of Green Team Academy. That was like universe. Thank you, Jen.
It worked out how it was supposed to. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. So that you guys that are on with us in the Zoom, hang tight. We're going to go ahead and wrap this session up. And if anybody, wants to figure out what you're doing on your real estate stuff, reach out to me. I'm based in Denver, but I can actually hook you up with fellow folks all around the U.S. as well as in a lot of different countries now. So pretty fun stuff. That's at climateactionhomes.com. And thanks, Jen, and may the 4th be with you.